Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our live TGIF studio audience is still watching the court case cat filter videos.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
So it looks like we're going to have a little delay on the live radio today, guys. Sorry about that. But you know what? Because of the episode, we've got so much powerful information. The media just doesn't want it to be out there. That big tech, they don't like us. But it's time to listen to, and it's time to let it go, guys, and focus on the tips and takeaways from our five purpose-driven partners over the next hour. Today's topics on episode 162, Breakthroughs, Beautiful You, Chosen Generation Radio, Arizona Recalls, and Your Best Life. Delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Karen Weary, Breakthrough Life Coach. Laura Babcock, Rodan and Field Skincare. Wait till you see pictures of what she looks like. Pastor Greg Young, no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Shelby Bush, Maricopa County is the cesspool of corruption. Jeffrey Holst, people who are doing extraordinary things. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmarket. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Today's topics on episode 162, Breakthroughs, Beautiful You, Chosen Generation Radio, Arizona Recalls, and Your Best Life. It's February 12th, and we are living in a very disturbing virtual world of fake everything, thus the cat.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
If you haven't seen that video, really, you got to watch it. I got to add it to the website. It's up to us to wake up, guys. Let go of the past. Let go of trusting the false authorities. I call them the 10 big B's. Discover the truth. Turn to God and take action. This song is for you.
The fear is the one that controls me.
That song is going to be in your head all day. And instead of cursing me, remember why I played it. Let go of the fear and everything that's holding you back. It's time to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Please join us for this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. We're bringing you experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide you with real-life tangible takeaways. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them today. We promise to always provide motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little bit of entertainment in every episode. You can also listen to any of the past 147 segments delivered by our 99 partners, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab and the Purpose Driven Partners segment tab to see the topics, listen to the shows, check out their websites, and get to know these good people who are doing good business and good things. Today's topics: breakthrough, beautiful you, chosen generation radio, Arizona recalls, and your best life. Breaking news! Yesterday, I recorded a special live episode with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. Oh, what a show! What a mighty good show! One of the best we've probably had this year, maybe ever. It is jam-packed with everything to make you smile, laugh, learn, love, and reignite your faith. I have a full page of notes. And the number one action tip that they gave us was to read one chapter a day in the Bible to get the food, the real food for your soul. David and Amanda also gave a bunch of information on where to start and how to do that. So please listen to episode 161 on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, or on your favorite podcast player. It is definitely well worth your time this weekend or even today. And if you haven't watched any of their shows, you can find them on our Must Listen To page on the Partners and Patriots tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And one other note, they are also coming to Anthem, Arizona for a meet and greet event on this Monday, February 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Anthem Community Park. We'll be promoting the episode and providing details of their meet and greet event on social media, but we'll probably be censored because it's about God and the media hates God. So if you can, join our newsletter. You'll be able to get information like this sent to your email. Just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the links and graphic at the top of the page, or join our newsletter tab at the lower right corner of every page. Everything's home. All right, it's 12:07. I'm going to try to run a tight ship today, boys and girls. Your time is valuable and so are the guests, so I want you to get in and out in an hour and get some information to really make a difference. So first up, it's time to meet a partner of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Again, today's topics: breakthroughs, beautiful you, be you, beautiful you, chosen generation radio, Arizona recalled, and your best life. First up, Miss Karen Weary. She's a breakthrough life coach and host of the Shift Happens talk radio show on Voice America. Big round of applause. We are going to get some breakthroughs today, boys and girls. How are you today, Miss Karen?
Hey, Michelle. I am awesome, as always. How about yourself, Michelle?
I am good. I am fired up. I am letting it go in every direction, including my waistline. So let's talk breakthrough, because I need a few.
Don't we all, right?
Oh, it is long overdue. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, one of the breakthroughs that I have going on is frequency therapy, and that is something that has been suppressed over many, many years. And now, as of last year, this is something that's now come out in a version, in a form that can go into every individual's hand, so that you don't have to go to a practitioner, you don't have to go to a doctor, that, you know, because it's all right there with all of this amazing healing right there in your hand, in your own home for your entire family. And it runs on a couple of different ways. There's microcurrents, which is the way basically that our body communicates, all of our cells communicate with each other through microcurrents, among other things. And so this is a way that it can read what's going on with our cells, what our frequencies are, because what they know is that the cell membranes of our cells, they have a voltage, and a healthy young cell has a certain voltage, a certain number, and then you can measure what's going on with your cell. If your cell it has inflammation, then it has another voltage, and if it's getting ready to start to produce cancer and tumor, become tumors, then it has another voltage. And so this device measures what is going on and then can provide you with the frequencies to harmonize and get your cells back into, homeostasis. And it's amazing. It helps people with people with chronic pains, headaches, migraines, to anxiety and depression and so many things.
So is it a machine that you have that you hook up, like the little electrodes that go to your head that you see in TV shows and movies, the little cups on the side? Is it like that, or is it much more modern?
It's more modern. So it has, for the microcurrency level, it's literally smaller than your cell phone. And and for the microcurrents, you either have some wristbands that you just put on your arms and the cords attached to the device, or if it's a local pain, there's the little stickies, you just put it wherever on your back. Like, for example, I have a degenerative disc in my lower back, which every once in a while just gives me a little problem, lets me know it's there. So I just put the little stickies on my lower back where it is, and that local pain program is 20 minutes, and I can walk around, do everything else that I'm doing while I'm doing it. And there's another level which actually can send frequencies over space, which is really amazing. This sounds like something that's kind of way out, futuristic stuff, but it's science, it's here, and it works. So it can actually send, once it has your energetic, we all have an energetic bioprint, kind of like our fingerprint. And once I have that in the device, then it can find you wherever you are and send you frequencies. For example, my son plays baseball. He's a big athlete. And one time he was at baseball practice, he had a foul ball that hit off his bat and hit his shin. That really hurts, and that usually leaves a mark for quite a long time because it's like 80 miles an hour. So I wasn't even with him when I heard about it. I sent him some frequencies that night. I sent him some more frequencies the next day and another round as well. And, of course it hurt that night and then the next morning. But then by the time I sent him another round of frequencies, he had already forgotten because the pain had gone away. And I saw him, this was the third time, I saw him Saturday find where he'd been hit. We were digging around on his shin to see, and finally we found some little pink dots from where the seams of the ball were, but no swelling, no pain, no bruise.
Wow. That's two things I want to comment on. One, when you said it sounds like it's a little bit far out there and whatever, I think we all need to keep in mind, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've got all these false authorities that have been telling us, I call them the 10 big B's, all these things that can't happen or shouldn't happen. But this technology has probably been around for 5, 10, 20 years. They just don't want us to know about it because then we won't be taking the medications and we won't be taking the big pharma stuff. So people just need to kind of reposition their mindset that a lot of this technology is there. But for whatever reasons, we are now allowed to participate in these advanced levels of not only technology, but other things that are available. So let's forget that, guys. So take that excuse off, right? We're gonna ruin that for everybody. We're gonna give them a little reality shake. And then the other thing you mentioned was the inflammation. And from all of the information I've learned or paid attention to when I decided to awake myself to what's going on, And experts, even on this show, inflammation is the biggest cause of all kinds of diseases and issues, and even when it comes to pain. And if you can do something to reduce that, whether it's your diet or a frequency therapy, why would you not do it? Is kind of the only thing I would say. Why would you not?
Exactly. And especially when there are a lot of people who are able to reduce or come off of their medication and pain medication and such. And even people with fibromyalgia, there's a testimonial that I saw from a woman who had fibromyalgia 25 years with all that comes with it. And in a week, you know, she had no pain. She was off of her medication. She was not having headaches. The brain fog was gone. The depression was gone. All kinds of things. And it was funny because she had actually bought it for her father because he had some kidney issues. And so she lives in Australia. So she received it, and then she wasn't able to get it to her father. So she started using it for herself. And it was like, oh, man, I'm going to have to buy another one for him.
It's like on the Seinfeld episode when George bought the recliner for the engagement gift for people and never left his apartment. So I'm going to end up keeping that for myself. So, Karen, can you give the cost of the device and then your website so people can get more information about it?
Yeah, so this actually right now until March 2nd, there is up to $1,000 off because there are four different levels. So it goes from $470 to now with the promotional savings up to $1,497, I think it is. And this is Tesla. This information, this technology comes way back from Tesla time. So you can find me at www.insightscounselingcenter.com.
Wonderful. So entry level about $470, and then depending on what people need, we can go up from there. But I'm glad you plugged the Tesla thing. And as I mentioned, this stuff's not new. They have opened the doors to allow us little peasants to find this information. So it's about time, my dear. So thanks for coming on, Karen. I'm going to check out this information too. I hope everybody else does, and look forward to the next segment next month. We're going to get these breakthroughs. It's time.
Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a fabulous week.
Yeah, you too. Have an awesome weekend, my dear. All righty. Let's jump to the next guest. Before we bring him is Laura Babcock. I do want to remind you guys that we do have a monthly giveaway. I'm trying to bribe you to listen to the show. I'm trying to bribe you to rate, review, subscribe, to comment and share on our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, or Gab, and join our newsletter. So I figured if I throw cash at you, then maybe you'll do it. Like, come on, help us out. We'll get up in the rankings and get more people to know about the show. So all you need to do to enter to win is, as I said, rate, review, subscribe to the show, comment and share on our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Rumble, or Gab. Join our newsletter. All it takes is a couple little clicks and a little bit of typing. Yeah, see? They don't want me to help you. They don't even want me to give you $50, man. The big tech, they just hate me. They hate the program. They hate that it's a patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. That's what it is. And they hate all this good information of revealing the truth to people. They hate it. So multiple options, multiple entries. So if you could support us, like you said, I'm just going to bribe you with some cash. So to keep it simple, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. The links for the social media graphic is right next to it. And you can subscribe. All the links to subscribe to the show are there. So you never miss an exciting episode. All right, it's time for my next guest. Next up, this was a good one. Full disclosure, Laura Babcock and I have known each other for a very, very long time, so sometimes we get sidetracked, so I do apologize. We're going to try to keep it tight today, boys and girls. So Laura Babcock, she's a top consultant at Rodana Field Skincare. She has the longest eyelashes and the best complexion in the state of Washington. Audience, give a round of applause for a pretty guest. Pretty lady.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, can you hear me? I'm in my car.
Yes, I can. You're a superstar, perfect. No matter what kind of location you're at. It's just your beauty. Your beauty leaks through the phone lines because of the products you use. But I mean, I'm not making it up. All people have to do is they check you out on Facebook and look at the pictures before and after, or just the transition over the year, over the years, and it makes a big difference. The thing that you could really notice the most is my biggest fascination, even though I'm a huge skin person, it's these eyelashes and this lash booth. I finally, as I said on the last episode, I ordered mine. I've been using it for, I think, we were trying to figure it out today earlier, about a week and a half. Yeah, about 2 weeks. Yeah. And, you know, I against what you tell me, I layer up my eyebrows because, you know, those things have lots of missing parts. And they're really starting to come in like chia pets. So the eyelashes will soon follow. Yeah, we're in chia pet mode, my dear. So we're getting we're getting Humpty Dumpty back together. So let's talk a little bit about products, and then we'll talk about the biz side too.
Sure. Yeah, the reason I love the product so much is that it's a company started by two female dermatologists that are still practicing, two Stanford trained dermatologists, Dr. Katie Rodan and Kathy Fields. And they started 20 plus years ago, Proactive. And that was just basically to address acne problems. And they actually ended up selling off Proactive, so they no longer have their hands in that pot. But then they realized that people, men and women, and teens and everything else, have more skin concerns than just acne. So they started Rodan and Fields mainly with four main regimes at the time. Redefine, which was kind of like the workhorse regime that combats everyday aggressors, fine lines and wrinkles, and aging, basically, which at this point in our lives we all need to tackle. But then they also have My Love, which was the reverse line, which deals with sun damage, skin discoloration, dark spots. And after I had my second daughter at 39, I had really bad skin discoloration. So reverse is the first thing I tried, and that is still my love. Even though I now use Redefine, I kind of switch back and forth between the two. But then we do have Unblemish for adult acne, which is different than teen acne. So we have our Unblemish line that really does help with adult acne. It's something that you can treat topically rather than having to go to the dermatologist and get put on something like Accutane, which can be bad for your entire system. But then we also have our Soothe regime, which is really good for people who have extremely sensitive skin. But over the years, those are the four core. Over the years, they've also added our Spotless regime, which my 11-year-old now uses. It's a two-step acne regime for kind of preteens and teens. And it's great because you're not going to get a teen to use more than two steps of a skincare regime. But my 11-year-old daughter uses it. It keeps her skin really nice looking and clear because she was at that age where she was starting to get acne. And then we've now got a recharge regime, which is a three-step regime for those people who don't really have big skin concerns yet. But what it does is it fights environmental aggressors. And, you know, we're all sitting in front of a computer all the time now, so it helps fight that blue light, poor diet, staying up late. It's just a very botanical-based three-step regime for those people who want to take care of their skins but don't have any one concern that they have to target yet. And then, of course, we have all of our extras, like the lash boost you talk about, and our hydration products and that kind of thing, too.
And the products are affordable. I don't want people to have the old school misconception of the network marketing, multi-level marketing. That's just a distribution channel. It has nothing to do with the products or the quality. It actually keeps the cost down. So would you rather buy the same thing in a store and pay 50% more? No. Or would you rather be able to save the money and still get the high-end quality? So it's like anything else. Like I said in the last segment, and I'm going to just preach it throughout all of these. You know, our misconceptions on what we've been told for all these years is just manipulation for our buying and our freedoms and our choices. So if you can deliver products and services of quality to people in a different way, don't let that stop you from trying something.
Yeah.
And do you want to comment on that real quick?
Because I used to use products that I would just find even at Nordstrom's or Target or Sephora or whatever, but they weren't doing anything for me. I was just putting the stuff on my skin and it wasn't helping. Our regimes last over 2 months. It's not like you have to repurchase the regime every single month. You know, our lash boost lasts 3 to 4 months. The eye cream, which is the number one eye cream in the U.S. right now, one little jar lasts 4 to 5 months. So it's not something that you're paying all this money for something that you're going to have to replace every single month. You know, it really is cost versus value. And the value of these products, because they work and they come with a full 60-day money-back guarantee. So if they're not working for you, you can get all your money back, even if you return an empty bottle within that 60 days. So there's that.
And that's important because, you know, if somebody's just trying it for the first time, you want to make sure that it's working. You didn't have an adverse effect or if you saw the results. But the
exactly.
other part, too, is you got to use the products. You can't just do it, to be blunt, half-assed and then expect results
right.
because you're doing it once or twice a week. You got to be all in, like with anything else. So at least you know that
yeah,
you
I
have
always
that
preach,
guarantee.
You know, yes, I preach it. Like if you can belong to a gym, but if you don't go, it's not going to work. Just like with your skincare, if you don't use it consistently, it's not going to work. You know, and it takes just a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes at night to really transform your skin. And that's why I love these products so much.
And they, I think it's $1 billion company now. They've surpassed
oh, yeah. it's,
a lot
it's
of stuff.
It's
a big
we're
operation.
And we're in four. Yeah, we're pushing $2 billion and we're in the United States, Canada. We're the number one premium skincare in the United States and Canada. We're the fastest growing in Australia, and now we're in Japan, and we're the fastest growing skincare line in Japan. So, yeah, it's a pretty
international.
Great company. Mm-hmm.
International, pretty yep. people. Who knew, right? Who knew?
Everybody has skin, right?
Well, yeah, and most people don't take care of it, and you need to. I mean, obviously, you want to work from the inside out, but if you don't have good quality products that are doing something for you, and you're not committed to it, you know,
right.
it goes back
so
to
you're putting money down the drain.
Yeah, well, and it's also, I mean, once you look better, you're feeling better about yourself. It helps with your self-esteem, and it changes literally everything that you do when you have that self-confidence.
Exactly.
So it's just much more than having a pretty face. It's a much bigger, deeper level affects your life, your personal life, and even in your whole business world. So I encourage everyone to at least give it a try. You have that 60-day return period. Laura, give your website so people can go check it out. And then give your – I know that you want people to contact you or at least follow you on Facebook because you do post a lot of good information and tips.
Yeah, you know, a really great way to get me is just on Linktree, and that's just L. Babcock. Just search L. Babcock. You can find me on Linktree. My website is lbabcock.myrnf.com. That's a great way to get a hold of me, too. And then on Facebook, I'm Laura Segretto Babcock, which you know me as Segretto, so there we go.
That's right. That's my Segretto. Yeah, it's
You're my Swinnick.
See, it's always fun to have like old friends on the show, so you can have these little conversations on the side. So the main one that'll
exactly.
get you to all the websites is lbabcock.com, right? L. Babcock.
Well, lbabcock@myrnf.com. But if you go to L. Babcock on Linktree, that's where you can find me.
All right, that's what we want. L. Babcock on Linktree, they'll find you. Everything will be there, and they'll be able to check out the products, follow you on Facebook, and get all that stuff. Awesome. All right, pretty lady.
Yes,
go
ma'am.
Go take
all
care
right.
of those two crazy
right.
kids of yours. And
I will. I'm going to pick up line now.
Oh, you're such a good mom. Yeah, see, it started in
all
college.
Right.
You were the pledge mom, so that's
I was
it
your
started there.
Mom. I was, yeah, exactly. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty, everybody.
Everything's home.
Let's bring on our next guest, Pastor Greg Young. He's kind of a big deal. He is the host of the Chosen Radio. Chosen? Let me start that again. He is host of Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. It's designed to cause people to think about the many of their preconceived thoughts, which we've been talking about all day, on what the responsibility is of Christians in our society. And his radio show is nationwide on many, many AM and FM stations. Like you said, this guy's a big deal. So give him a round of applause, everybody.
Well,
Pastor
thank you,
Greg.
Michelle. It is it's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, we finally got you on the show. It took a little bit, but you're here. Thank you.
I am just absolutely thrilled to be with you, and was enjoying listening to the program as I was sitting in the green room, as it were. Right, that's the green room.
Yeah, it's a green room.
Yeah,
nice and
yeah,
was it
green?
Was it green? Did you see any green?
It was pretty green. green and icy. It was green and icy. I don't know.
Oh, what a special treat.
A lot
to
of
have
that
you
going
on.
Around.
Yeah. Yesterday I interviewed Pastor Dave Scarlett and the Prophet Amanda Gray. So it's all of a sudden, it's for me to have you compliment them on a back to back. Yeah, my new pilgrimage in faith and renewed interest and confidence in it. So I appreciate you bringing up the rear here to put the bookends together.
Well, it's so critically important that we understand how our nation was founded, that it was founded as a Judeo-Christian country, that our rights come from God, not from government, that we as believers have a responsibility for what God's given us. This is one of his talents that he's given us. America is one of God's talents and gifts that he's given to us as people of faith. And we have a responsibility to hang on to it. And what we're watching with all the corruption that we see, Michelle, if I said to you, politician, what would be one of the first adjectives you would think of?
Oh, spineless, corruption, crooked, evil, devil, Satan.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I am
right.
Liar,
well
past the point
all
of
that.
No return. I'm well past the point of no return. Yeah.
So, but here's the thing that I try to express to my listeners. We are a representative republic. When you look in the mirror in the morning, when you get up, what do you see?
I see a good American that didn't get enough sleep last night.
Many of us, right? No kidding.
Exactly.
But we see somebody who is honest, who is hardworking, who is, you know, trying to do the right thing, right? Who is trying to be a good neighbor, who is doing all these good things. But when I ask you about a politician, right? And you're not in common. I mean, everybody says that. Except that they're supposed to represent us. So when we look in the mirror and we see that reflection back, that kind of person is who should be sitting in that representative seat representing us, not the crook, not the liar, not the thief, not the person with no integrity. That's not who should be there. And the problem is that we, the people, got fed a bill of goods probably over the last 60 years to begin to believe that we're not supposed to be engaged in this process, that there's another class of people. Well, obviously, it's not a very good class, right? I mean,
right.
By and large, okay? So we've been fed a bill of goods, that these are the guys that are supposed to be making decisions. Think about this, man. You're going to pass stuff down to your kids and to your grandkids. Well, those crooks are the ones that are going to decide how much you get to keep, how much they get to keep, and how much the government's going to steal out of your pocket. They want to make decisions every single day that are stealing money right out of your mouth, right out of your refrigerator, right out of your ability to be able to live free in this nation that's supposed to give us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well,
it's not right.
No, it's not right. And there's two points I want to add to that. One, what I've noticed recently, just over the past couple of months where I've taken off my blinders and become more awake to what's going on, all of the things that they do is literally just money laundering. All of the different organizations and the think tanks and the lobbyist groups and the unions and all of the, I call them the 10 big B's. It's just another way to launder money from our tax dollars to their friends, their different organizations, the different corporations, whatever. Because if you start looking at it from that way, you go, oh, and then it makes sense why somebody who goes into office being, you know, just their average income, average money, all of a sudden they leave and they have millions of dollars. You said, well, I just did the math. I multiplied times four. And then all of a sudden you have, that's more like times 40. That doesn't make any sense. So now everything is making sense. And you're right. We got sold a bill of goods. We were brainwashed and we were We got loads of propaganda, and it came from all different directions. It wasn't just from the politicians. It came from those 10 big B's. So we're bombarded with it all the time, and we're just trying to earn a living, take care of the kids, you know, do the school events and pay attention a little bit here and there. But we took our eye off the ball, and we started doing quite a few years ago. So we are we're to blame in some of this, because we let them get away with too much because we were too busy. And where it's take action time to get that back under control. And that's what you guys talk about on your show.
That is exactly what we talk about. And one of the biggest places where it happened in the early days, you know, that a newspaper back when our nation was founded, if an editor of a newspaper came into town and started publishing lies, do you know who called him out?
Probably is the people or the boss. I'm not sure which one. Somebody did.
The preacher. The preacher. The pastor would actually preach a sermon. He'd pull the headline and he'd put it down on his lectern, and he would preach from scripture, and here's what the lie is, and here's what the truth is. And then he and the congregation would go and knock on that editor's door and say, if you're going to print this garbage, we're packing you out today. You're out. You're either going to print truth or you're out. It's just that simple. And all of a sudden, in the mid-1960s, Lyndon Johnson passed the 501c3, what's under the Johnson Amendment, which is absolute nonsense, by the way. Investigate it, folks. It's nonsense. No one's ever been tried on it. Nobody's ever been convicted on it. It's nonsense. But all of a sudden, churches started shutting up. Oh, I can't talk about that. Oh, I can't talk about that. Well, it's funny, because if you swing a certain way in the political realm, they talk about it in their churches all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But not if you're a true constitutional originist who believes that our country was created for the advancement of the gospel. No, we better not talk about it. The biblical worldview has been lost. And it's why our nation today is rudderless.
It's exactly right. And I'm happy to know and have confidence that there's people like you out there that are reminding people of that every day, because there's a lot of people that are becoming awake and are in that process. And they need that message from people like you to kind of shake them out of it and get back to where they should be. And maybe it's something that they never learned, but now when they're hearing it, they're like, I agree with this guy. That is right. And you're not alone. I want to say this. Of all the people that I listen to on their shows or their talk radio shows, podcasts, whatever, you guys all are saying the same when it comes to the removal of the biblical worldview or the moving away from God or even what's going on with the government. And it's not like you get talking points like the Democrats do every day. Because if you turn on the news and they do those little segments where they're like, impeach, 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 you're like, oh my God, it's like an hour into the day and you guys there's 40 of you saying the same thing. So then you don't get a list of things to talk about, because some of you don't even know necessarily who each other is, or don't have time to look at other people's ministries or work or things like that. But the message is the same. So to me, that means it's not coming from a think tank or a writer or a panel. It's really coming from the core, and it's coming from God, because otherwise – because you guys even use the same words, and that's, I'm an outsider, and I'm just, putting my toe into the pool and checking all this out. And it's so consistent. It literally gives me chills sometimes when I hear something that you say or something that other pastors say or other people that aren't really in a ministry, but they are on the same page when it comes to politics and the direction of our country. It's quite amazing when you start paying attention. So thank you for the work you're doing.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, I thank you for the work that you're doing here, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity to be presented to your audience, and hopefully they'll take time out of their day. We're on 12 different podcast platforms, as well as our terrestrial signal, and I hope that they will take time to listen to us.
And you're doing live radio shows.
Yes. Yes, two-hour live show 5 days a week.
Wow. And how you feeling? You doing better?
I am. Yeah, and folks can read about this, too, at the website. But Michelle alludes to, well, I came through COVID in December. I had COVID, double pneumonia, and was coughing up blood. And my doctor put me on azithromycin, dexamethasone. But I started on a protocol that the doctors that I've had on my program recommended: quercetin with bromelain, vitamin D3, zinc, and vitamin C. And I started that immediately, even before I got the tests confirmed, and they started me on the other antibiotics, and that made a huge difference. And I know you're also alluding to the accident that I came through in 2017, where I broke everything but my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. Literally, folks, everything from head to toe. I died 4 times. I was in ICU on life support for 6 weeks, 3 months in the hospital. A man pulled across the highway in front of us. We hit him at 55 miles an hour. My daughter was driving, and I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat in order to save her life.
Wow. You've been through a lot, but you know, your faith and everything else, your mission and what you're supposed to be doing keeps you coming back around. You know, you're like that clown, the clown that you punch in the face and he pops back up and he's like, ha ha, I'm back. You can't get rid of me. That's you.
The ever ready bunny, right? The ever ready bunny, you know, just keep on going.
Awesome, Pastor Greg. Can you give the website so people can find you and start tuning in? I'm going to add you to our must listen to page this weekend so more people can, find you directly. So we're going to promote the heck out of your show.
Michelle, God bless you. I appreciate that. It's chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. And you can find out about our guests that we have over there. We have guests all the way from Judge Gene Perino to Tom Harris with the climate issues, to Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government, to Dan Gaynor with Newsbusters. So all over the place. We've got a lot of different people, a lot of great people, and they've got a lot of great information that they'd like you to know.
Yeah, you've got awesome guests. Rick Manning been on our show a couple of times, and I'm a huge fan of his. So when I saw him filling in for you, I tuned into a few of the episodes. So I was like, oh, I knew I liked this Pastor Greg guy. He's friends with Rick Manning. I love Rick. Oh, Pastor
he's
Greg, thank
guy.
You for everything
great
you
guy.
Do. I appreciate it. I look forward to you coming back on, and I want everyone to tune in to chosengenerationradio.com. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Have a great, awesome weekend, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. God bless you, Michelle. God bless your audience. And the Lord just bless you, bless you, bless you.
And God bless America, my friend. We'll get it back. We're working on it.
Amen.
All right, we are.
You betcha.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, what a great guy. What an awesome, awesome man. And he's got a great voice. He's got that radio voice. You just want to listen to him nonstop. Yeah, 2 hours on the radio live. So definitely check that out, and we will have him. I'm going to add him this weekend to our must listen to page of amazing, amazing people that have their own shows that you need to tune into. So I'm going to talk about, let's see, who we're doing. We're going to jazz things up a little bit here. I'm going to bring in Jeff Holst up next. So just bear with me here. What time we got? We're at 12:43. Am I over? Yeah. Oops. All right, Jeff, I apologize. All right, let's bring in Mr. Jeff. Where am I? There we go. I apologize, Jeff. I'm looking at the wrong tab. I'm bringing up Mr. Jeff Holst. We took away his full name, Jeffrey, because that was when he was an attorney. And now we're just addressing him as Jeff because Jeff is our friend. So Jeff Holst, he's the host of the Life. Let me do your intro, Jeff. It's good. Jeff Holst, he is the host of the Last Life Ever podcast, which is dedicated to bringing you new ideas, skills, philanthropy, and people who are doing extraordinary things. Round of applause for our ex-attorney, everybody. How are you today, Jeff?
Oh, you know, no bad days. Like I said last time, I gave them up 25 years ago, so pretty darn good.
Yeah, and you know, you've been through a lot, but you managed to turn everything around. Your attitude is unbelievable, and you're just now sharing that with the rest of the world and encouraging other people to kind of do the same and kind of reshift what's going on. So I put your topic as your best life ever because you are the host of the Last Life Ever podcast. So what do you want to bring up today?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, thanks again for having me on. But yeah, I mean, I was just, you know, I was thinking about Last Life Ever and how important it is to me. And I thought, you know, I just want to explain why we do it. You know, why we do what we do. It's we don't make any money on it. It's not intended to make money. I mean, I like money. So if I start making money, I won't complain. Right. But it's all about giving back and helping people recognize they just have this one chance. And I believe that every person is endowed by their creator to fulfill a certain mission. And we just have to do those things. And we have this stuff burning inside of us. And this is what's burning inside of me, is to help people figure out what they're supposed to be doing. So
what would you say would be some steps that people can use today, take action, to, even if it's something small that they could change or something that they can do to really find out maybe, I don't know, say what their big purpose in life, but something that'll change. So I want people to listen to your segment and then do some sort of an action that can change. Maybe it's just them feeling better about themselves or
sure.
accomplishing something on their to-do list or something where they can actually say, all right, that was worth me listening to.
Yeah, so, you know, the secret to accomplishing anything, I think, is having really great – I mean, there's just a couple of steps to it. The first thing is to have really big clarity on what you're trying to accomplish. And I would say, like, you know, you have these hopes and dreams in your life, things that you want to do, and the first thing you should do is write them down. Because when you write a hope and a dream down, it becomes a goal. And so that's the first step. And then the second step is to break that goal into, like, action steps. Because once you break a goal into action steps, then you have a plan. And then the last step is just take action on those steps. I mean, if you follow the plan, then your hopes or dreams become a reality. So it's really that simple. You start with a dream, you write it down, it becomes a goal, you break it into steps, and then you follow the steps, and then you're living the life of your dreams.
And the key, and this has come up multiple segments and multiple episodes, is physically writing it down. I think that is such a big step that people have forgotten about because maybe they're typing it in their phone or they're typing it onto their computer rather than using a pen and paper. And it makes all the difference in the world. Do you want to comment on that, on why that's so powerful use a pen?
So for some people, you know, a phone or something is fine, but for me and for most people I know, actually writing it down helps. There's something, I don't know what it is, if it's something how your brain processes it. The physical act of writing it down requires you to commit it to memory more. And that's really what this is. This is like old school auto-suggestion, right? Like the self-hypnotic thing that they were talking about back in the 20s. Napoleon Hill was saying, you know, you have to write this stuff down and then you have to read it out loud to yourself. And that's what I do. I mean, I literally wrote my a declaration of what I want to accomplish down, and then I read it out loud every single morning. It takes me about 15 minutes because it's long, because there's a lot of stuff I want to do. But I read it out loud every morning. And if I'm really feeling ambitious, I read it out loud every night too. So I do it in the morning and night. Set that in your head. And that's what writing it down does. Like the physical act of writing it down forces you to fully internalize it, just like reading it out loud helps with that. And if you do that enough, then it becomes part of you.
So this 15-minute let's just call it a Jeff summary, right? This is all about Jeff. What are you putting in it? What do you encourage people to put in it so that they can cover, I don't know, the aspects or things or tap into parts of their thought process or hopes and dreams that they forgot about or they didn't even think about putting onto the piece of paper.
Well, what I've been doing this year, and this is new for me, but it seems to be working really well. We're just, you know, a month and a half into the year, is I actually spent a lot of time towards the end of the year writing a letter to myself of all of the great stuff I accomplished in 2021. And I wrote it in past tense, like a manifestation kind of letter. You know, what an amazing year 2021's been. I did this at this point and then this at that point. And that's been a real game changer because I read that out loud to myself. And then I say, wow, I said on January 15th, I was done with whatever. And then, you know, it starts getting close to January 15th. You're like, whoa, I better get that done. And it reminds you, it sort of centers you on what you're working on. So that's how I wrote mine. But before I just literally went, okay, what do I want to accomplish? Like one of my goals, that's another tip, is it needs to be something you can fully internalize. So I have one goal. I call it the 50-50-57 goal. And it's, I want to go to 50 countries, 50 states, and 7 continents before I turn 50. So it's really simple. It's easy for me to remember, right? So I wrote that down and I read it out loud. I said, I'm going to go to 50 states, 50 countries, and all 7 continents before I turn 50. And then I think about that every day when I read it out loud. And I say, huh, how many countries am I going to this month or this year? And that's a tough one. Last year, we didn't go to a bunch of new countries, right? The world was shut down. Most of the time, you can really move on things like that if you sort of adopt that and then really think hard about it. But I mean, that's just an arbitrary goal. I mean, any of your hopes and dreams, whatever they are, you want to make a difference in the world. It needs to be specific, right? You need to say, okay, I want to help X number of people find their purpose. If you just say, I want people to find their purpose, you're not going to make any progress on it because it's not definitive.
Yes, you want to be specific, kind of write out a long laundry list and maybe even then just each day if it's going to be too long because, you know, maybe people don't want to commit 15 minutes. That's okay. Take out the top 3, take out the top 5 and just focus on those most realistic ones that you can accomplish really quickly. I think you're right on there. Just give your website so people and promote the show. When is the show on? How do people find it? Give all that information.
Sure. Yeah, so the show's called Last Life Ever, and it's literally just about living the best version of your life. We actually air it live in our private Facebook group, the Last Life Ever private group, so people can check that out. It's usually at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays, but it's a little bit dependent on when our guests are available as to when it airs live. And then it gets posted to all of the podcasting apps, so Apple and Google and iHeartRadio and all that stuff shortly after that. Usually by about Wednesday, it's up everywhere, including YouTube. So people can always catch it on our YouTube page or anywhere they get podcasts. And then the website is lastlifeever.com, lastlifeever.com. And that's a good place to find us. But really the best place to find both myself and my co-host, Jillian, is going to be in the private Facebook group because that's where we hang out and interact with our audience and, you know, answer questions and post our best content and stuff like that.
All right. So then what I'm going to do is I will have you're on our website already. And I'm going to add your show to our must listen to page for all of the great people out there that have podcasts and talk radio shows and TV shows and live streams that they need to be. You need to listen to these guys. They're telling the truth. They're on the same page. So I'm going to take care of making sure that I add that this weekend. So thanks for coming on, Mr. Jeff Holst. I appreciate it, and we look forward to chatting with you next month, and I'm going to work on my list this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. What a great guy. What a great guy. And if you haven't heard his story, go to the past episode with him. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and his previous episode where he tells a little bit more about his story, which is really, really powerful and inspirational. I encourage you to check out that episode. So I am going to bring in our next guest because she has a really short time frame where she can chat, and I will give her a round of applause after. And this is Rachel Meyer. She is with the amazing group, We the People AZ Alliance, and they are taking care of helping clean up the mess that we have in Maricopa County, the cesspool of corruption, and they're working on the recall petition. So I wanted to get her in because Maricopa is all over mass fraud. I'm just going to say it's fraud and corruption. It's disaster. So, Rachel, thanks for coming on real quick. What do we got? What's going on? I know it was a big week for you guys, and there was a Benedict Arnold that came up out of nowhere and ruined things for right now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us. So that man is Mr. Paul Boyer, and per request of the people of the great of Arizona, he has been added to the recall along with Shukri, who was announced. We also have Doug Ducey, Miss Katie Hobbs, and Hoffman as well. So we have multiple new additions to the recall list.
So you got the four.
Yes, ma'am.
You have four of them that were on the America Board of Supervisors, and you added Boyer, the other supervisor board who's now in my district too. So we can, I will start work. I'll get with you guys to get that petition started. And then
yes,
Ducey and that disaster of a Secretary of State, right?
Correct. So we are, and I want to say, I mentioned this with you previously, this is about corruption and people not honoring their oaths of office. So as we know, that is looking like it's going to be a good 95%+ of elected officials across the spectrum on both aisles, because we are unfortunately living in a uniparty system where the people are given the illusion of control, where both sides are kept separated so we can, and angry at each other, so we can keep the focus off the actual problem, which is the elected officials on both sides. So we, the People AZ Alliance, is looking to stop that, and it's looking to give the power back to we the people. And we have an amazing event this weekend on Saturday that's going to be at Metroflex Gym, owned by Arizona Patriot Josh Barnett, where we're going to have the launch for the other individuals that were just announced as well.
And then all that information is on your guys' website, which is wethepeopleazalliance.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
All right. So do you have any information on where things stand with the forensics audit being held up by Mr. Benedict Arnold, Paul Boyer?
By Mr. Boyer. So all we are doing at this point is applying pressure, and that's really all we can do. At the end of the day, we can also pray for people's hearts to turn to God as opposed to being controlled by the enemy right now, because obviously, as we've talked about before also, this is spiritual warfare. So if everyone can keep calling his office, putting pressure on him, on Fan, etc., that would be nice. So that's the goal. We're just doing everything we can on our end to make that happen, because many people, whether it's personal friends or members of the public, have reached out and said, what's going on? Why is this happening? Well, why this is happening is because we've been relying on X person in elected office. We've been relying on the Supreme Court. We've been relying on the Senate, the Board of Supervisors. What do all of those people have in common? They're elected officials. So for me, I need to stop relying on elected officials. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So the only thing we can do is combine and gather up as a people and get these corrupt, dirty people out of office and get in people who are willing to fight for us and willing to fight with the power of God and not against us.
Exactly. I mean, it's all about us having to play a bigger role. I mean, we've elected them. They're supposed to be, you know, the elected govern, right? They're governing. And if we're not happy with their performance, then they don't have, we could take their power away. And you guys are partially doing that through the recall. But the other thing is we just can't sit on the sidelines and not do anything. So make phone calls, contact their offices. And that's what, well, you gave me a great segue into my last segment here that I want to talk about, our take action tab. You guys are all over the Arizona portion of our take action, where we've got the phone numbers for everybody. We've got the websites. We've got to connect directly to your guys' website, even how they can find who their evil, corrupt Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is in their district, so they can get the petition, sign a petition to get them out of there. And I'm so glad you've got Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey Yeah, and that's that came from Marianne Mendoza, who's one of our partners, and I'm sure you know her, the Angel Mom. That she introduced me to that little nickname, and then again, I have no use for the Secretary of State because of the level of corruption. And again, if people don't believe me, they don't believe you. There's lots of information right there. Just go on our Take Action tab, and you can watch the Mike Lindell video. And Arizona's all over it. It is a cesspool of corruption, and we've got to get it changed. So. I know you got to go, Rachel, so I appreciate you coming on and giving us that information, and we'll look forward to you guys doing your segment next week. Maybe we'll have some updates on what's going on with the cluster of the election fraud forensics audit.
We hope to have more on that as well, and God bless you. Thank you so much for your amazing platform, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
All right, sounds great. Good luck this weekend.
Right. Thank you,
ma'am. All right, guys, before we end the show, I do want to let you know that I'm going to be two things. Great guest today, as usual, incredible content, information, and that's what this whole platform is about, this patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform. We put it together as a place to meet, listen to, and learn from great partners of our referral network. They're good people doing good business and good things. Again, it's one location. All the information is there that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and even now take action. I couldn't handle it anymore. I'm just people just wanting to do something and not knowing what to do. And then there's just so much information out there. Where do I find it? Where do I go? Who do I trust? What should I be doing? Well, I'm putting everything under the Take Action tab, and I'm going to be totally adding to it this weekend. There's a lot of information on there now, but it's going to have even so much more. It's time for all of us to take action, because doing nothing and especially complaining doesn't help anyone. It's not an option anymore. We are on the path to losing our free. Well, we've already lost our freedoms, and this is not a free country anymore. And we are living under tyranny, and this is insane. And if we don't do anything, it's just going to get worse. So this is just a dose. It's only been a couple of weeks, and the executive orders and all the other executive orders and executive actions haven't even kicked in yet. So then the last time I checked, there was 52 of them, and that was on Sunday or Monday. Those haven't even hit. Wait till the gas prices is $5, $6, $7 a gallon. So it's time for us to take action. I've made it very easy to do something to let your voice be heard, stand up for what you believe in, find out who else is standing up for what you believe in, to begin to find those other truth providers who don't push lies and propaganda. And as I've mentioned throughout the show, the 10 big B's, big media, mainstream media, which now includes Fox and Newsmax. Don't watch those shows. Don't listen to them for the news. The opinion stuff is okay in the evening, but other than that, don't watch the news. Big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, 10 of them. They've been lying to us for all these years. They've worked together, and they have the exact opposite values of you, the true American patriots who love this country and believe in freedom. So there is a long, long list. The first things that I want you to do on the Take Action tab this weekend, if you can, I want you to start your Great Awakening journey by doing these four action items, and then I'm going to end the show because I said I was going to be tight and respectful of everybody's time today. But go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, hit the Take Action tab, all right? So four items you're going to do. You're going to watch the Mike Lindell documentary, Absolute Proof, which is about the 2020 election fraud. You're going to watch the second video, which is Dr. Simone Gold's video. She's the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. It is a truth presentation about the Wuhan virus and the non-vaccines. What you're not hearing, as they're pushing these vaccines, they are biological agents with mRNA technology. They are not vaccines. They have tracking devices, operating systems, and fetal tissue from aborted babies. If you don't believe me, go ahead and listen to episode 126 we did with Clay Clark back in September. We even did a couple episodes over the summer with Dr. Jane Orient, where she's the AAPS executive director, and that was episode 120. So you can listen to that. But Clay Clark's 126, I highly recommend that one. And then I want you to check out the two pages, must listen to podcasts. talk radio shows, TV shows, and live streams. It lists all of the people that you should be starting to pay attention to that are delivering the truth, that really care, and you can trust them. And also the patriotic media, which is the truth. All the rest of this stuff is junk. If they're not listed on that site, I wouldn't get the news from them whatsoever, because they, everything else is slanted to support the agenda of the big 10 B's. I'm not making this stuff up, guys. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to work on it this weekend. I'm going to make the Take Action tab. I'm going to load it up with even more stuff, including like petitions and different organizations that are taking active measures. And honestly, it's more important than ever for us to bring you those messages that matter from the people you need to know about so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. I really hope you join us in this quest to take your business and life to the next level, since we're all in this together. And it's just us, guys, the American people. No one else is looking out for you. The Democrats, Republicans, and false authorities, those 10 big B's, they have no use for you except take your money and your freedom. They only want control. So we just need to rely on each other. And it's time that we, you know, the whole propaganda, all of this stuff, the pandemic with the coronavirus cases and even the election fraud, all of that, it's all about fear, convincing you to obey and give up your freedoms, which we have. We have done it and we need to take it back. It's time to rip off your masks, which are making you sick and they don't work. You need to go to church. You need to reopen your business. You need to get back to normal. We need to reopen America, and it's time. We don't need to live like this. We need to get everything back to where it was. And I want you to keep in mind, every day we vote with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and buying decisions, which is our wallet. So be cognizant of where you spend your money and who you spend your time with when it comes to where you put your efforts into. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for all the information. And let's reopen America and get our lives back and our freedoms back. And keep in mind, this change all starts with you. And we're, and this is what I got to, I got one thing to say. All right, I apologize. It's 106. I'm ending the show. I just want a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes, their websites, and information on our website are everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage or the Partners and Patriots tab. Don't forget to check out the Take Action tab. And remember to make some time to listen to episode 161 with Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory and the Prophet Amanda Grace of Ark of Grace Ministries. That's episode 161. It's on the homepage and it's also on the episodes tab and all of your favorite podcast players. Tune in Monday, February 15th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for another live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, to learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance quality of life, and make a difference, and much more. You are now awake. Yes, can you feel it? You're letting it go. So go take some action on what we shared. Make it a great day. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it. Thanks for letting me go over, and I promise I will make next week's going to be a whole different. I'm gonna make a confession. I'm going to pre-record some of these little segments that I'm doing in between. So we're going to be on one full hour, and that is it, everybody. You'll get in and out and you get the information and you're going to get that big change going in your world because it's time. We're going to get this country back. We're going to get it reopened. So have a great weekend, everybody. Tune in Monday, 12 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, and we are out of here.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.